Hi, Elias.
And now are you proceeding?
Well, you are quite aware that it's quite fine, I would say.
I would agree. And what of your experiences with your traveling?
Well, before we go into that, Mary have a question in regard to the doctor. She would like to know if the doctor that she is contacting in alternative method is the best choice so far, or should she contact the other one that she is knowing?
Very well. I would suggest the latter.
Ah, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Well,
in regard to the teleportation travel, you are aware that I set up an experiment today. So if you are fine with it, I would spend 30 minutes in this session to teleport to Gewa, and you could comment what is going on, and I would spend time and all the other people would participate in this. Would that be fine for you?
And will you be doing this interactively?
Yes, so we would do it both, but you would lead, so to speak.
To lead, and I will participate.
Okay, I recognize that already, that you would suggest that. Okay, that is acceptable for me. So, let's have some question for Inge first. She did something quite amazing. You told her that she is actually best to incorporate her dreams to get a recall. So what she did is she tapped into the dreams that is going on and also the group dreaming, but she did it while she was awake. She was laying on the bed and was tapping into the dreams of other and kind of her own dream. Can you elaborate that a bit, what she actually did?
That is an interesting experiment for what she is doing is tapping into that collective. Now, in that, what I would ask is, were there aspects of it that were confusing to her?
No.
Very well. For there can be.
She...
When you are incorporating the input, so to speak, of many layers of that dreaming action, at times it can be slightly confusing, for the pieces do not immediately always fit together. Mm-hmm. They do fit, but not always immediately. Therefore, what I would express to her is that this is an excellent direction for her to continue. And in that, merely to note any time framework in which she is receiving imagery that seems inconsistent with the flow of what is occurring. I would also express the suggestion that what can be distracting is coincidental factor with some individuals that can influence, let me say, the mood of the imagery. Not necessarily the imagery itself, but the flavor of the imagery. And in that, merely to recognize that and attempt to set aside the emotional expression of it.
Ah, okay.
But that can be distracting at times. And most individuals, especially in relation to dreams, are not lucid enough to be manipulating emotional expressions. Therefore, they merely allow them to be expressed, and that can be somewhat disruptive in relation to the imagery. But she can, in a manner of speaking, separate that and set that off to the side and concentrate more on the flow and the imagery and not be distracted by that coloring of the emotional expression that may be included.
Mm-hmm. So what is actually the difference between lucid dreaming and what she is doing? I mean, in lucid dreaming, you are dreaming and you are aware that you are dreaming, but she is more in her day-to-day state and is tapping into dreams. What is the difference?
It is a significant difference. For lucid dreaming, you are actually in the sleep state and you are actually engaging dreaming. But in that, you are engaging your objective awareness enough to be aware that you are participating in the dream and that you are observing it. Now, the difference in that is that you are in the dream state and you are participating in the dream state. Your awareness is, in a manner of speaking, divided in the role of the participant and the observer. And the role of the participant is not always entirely aware of being in the dream. The observer aspect of you is aware that you are in the dream. Let me explain it in this manner in relation to your present time frame where in lucid dreaming, it is very similar to engaging one of your video games in which you create an avatar that is you, but you are also manipulating that avatar by observing it. But the avatar itself is not always aware of being an avatar. In a similar manner, the aspect of the individual that is participating in the dream is not always aware that they are participating in the dream. Now, this is the reason that I have suggested to individuals, if they are moving in deeper layers of lucid dreaming, that they use a focal point, an object. somewhat of a grounding object, that they have that physical object and that they place it near where they are sleeping to aid them to know when they are actually awake. Because in that, the dreaming self may think that they are awake and not actually be out of the dream yet. In this, what she's doing is considerably different, for she is not actually in the dream state. Therefore, what she is doing is participating from the vantage point, so to speak, of having her objective awareness fully engaged.
Cool.
Which is different from being in the dream state. Now, in a lucid dream, the observing aspect of the individual is still not fully in that objective awake state, but it is very similar. It is enough of the objective awareness that the observing aspect of the individual knows what is the dream and what is not.
I can understand that. It is very similar when I, in Aya, tap into other people's dreams. It is actually the same, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
I
so
would agree.
I know that. So this is quite an accomplishment for her.
I would agree.
Cool. Thank you, Elias.
You're welcome.
I have a question to our tension in the shoulder. I mean, it is not got worse, but it is still sometimes severe. And Inge and I were sitting together and try to figure out, because Tomkin was expressing we are sharing a burden. But for me, it is not a burden, because a burden is something that I don't want to have. But it more feels like that we share something that we do want. And as a side effect, we do have this tension. Would you agree with that and have something to say?
Yes, I would agree with that, and I would express that it is more associated with, yes, tension and pressure in relation to being somewhat impatient.
Ah, that's the point that we didn't figure out clearly. So you are suggesting that we are a little bit too impatient. With our progress in many, many respects, so to speak.
Yes.
Ah.
And I would also express that that is not unusual. It is stemming from excitement.
Yes, I can.
You're excited, you are motivated, and you are driven, in a manner of speaking, to be accomplishing. You have many directions that you want to explore, but you are also becoming impatient. I want to do it all now.
Ah, thank you. This would
all... matter of remembering, allowing, and remembering to allow yourself to flow. And you will accomplish everything that you want to accomplish, but do it in a flow.
Well, this is a good thing, because I feel that I, at least in regard to my website, I feel that I can stay in my flow and do not push there. Would you agree with that? Ah, why? Because sometimes I have the feeling I should do more, but then I recognize, no, it is my flow I am in my flow and this is all fine.
Yes, yes.
Oh, excellent. Another
always.
Pardon me?
Are always doing more. Therefore, it is merely a matter of allowing yourself to flow.
Yes. In regard to teleportation, I have a question. In last time, I asked you that, and you expressed that somehow the body consciousness cannot remember teleportation fully because that is somewhat not in alignment with the blueprint. Can you that elaborate a little bit more, Elias? What is the piece?
Now, this can change, but to this point, the body consciousness is very in tuned to this reality and the guidelines, in a manner of speaking, of this reality. And one of those guidelines is that the body consciousness will accept projecting for it is a natural action, but it is familiar with travel other than projecting through some means of a vehicle.
Ah.
Or when you are altering molecular structure to generate that action of teleportation, the body consciousness is somewhat resistant to that. For that is what is required to generate this type of action, is to restructure the molecular configuration of the body consciousness. And that is not thus far a part of your reality. Now, in this, let me explain also that the body consciousness adjusts and quite well to evolving, but it does that in relation to the whole of you. This is a very significant piece, and it is considerably intricate, which I will not interpret a lengthy explanation of. But in this, you cannot separate the body from the whole of you. Therefore, what that means is the body is receptive or not to what you input to it in relation to your awareness. And in that, this action is not an action that has been designed in a manner that you can objectively explain. Therefore, what that does is it places every individual that participates in it in a position of engaging the action in relation to faith. Now, faith is trusting in what you cannot see. Trusting in what is not necessarily objectively known yet. In that, when you involve the body consciousness in a physical action that is reconfiguring it, that is not associated with your reality yet. Therefore, the whole of the individual does not incorporate an objective knowledge of what it is doing. Not that you cannot do it, obviously you can, but that there are some aspects in which the body consciousness is attempting to protect itself.
Uh-huh.
Or, in a different manner of speaking, the body consciousness in not holding that memory in an easily accessible area is protecting you.
Ah, interesting.
Now,
okay.
The more familiar the individual becomes, such as yourself, with this action, the more the body adjusts to that. It is no different in actuality than other types of evolution that the body may experience. The evolution of, let us say, the body incorporating one less organ, which actually in this present time framework, you have reached a point in your physical evolution in which many small ones presently are born without an appendix.
Oh, interesting.
Or that organ is not entirely necessary for the functioning of the body consciousness any longer. Now, that has incorporated a significant amount of time for the body consciousness to adjust to that evolution of alteration of physical structure. Your evolutionary adjustment in changes is moving very quickly in this present time framework, which is also very obvious in relation to your movement in genetic mutations. And the body consciousness is adjusting to that quite quickly. But it does require adjustment. Therefore, in this is another action that you are engaging that changes the structure of the physical body. But what you are doing is tremendously changing the structure of the physical body, and then changing it back.
Oh.
trauma to the body. It is not for the individuals that are engaging the action, are willingly engaging that and are employing that expression of faith in a very strong capacity, which avoids that aspect of trauma. And therefore, the individuals can participate and are not experiencing physical reactions.
Wow. So, Elias, is that the reason that some people are really afraid to participate? So there's a real danger if they are not have these faith?
Yes, I would agree.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
If the individual is not fully willing and expressing that faith in that action, which is that trust of that, they could very easily generate some physical trauma, for the body consciousness would not be moving in that natural adjustment. There would be obstacles in that. The individual could engage the action and return and become physically ill.
Okay. Thank you.
Even, I would express, or even could return and experience trauma to the body consciousness in the capacity of a broken bone.
Oh.
Or some other physical manifestation that could be significant, for the body is reconfiguring its molecular structure, and it could do that in a dysfunctioning manner.
Oh, this is really excellent information. Well, Elias, I have a small question. What about time travel? You expressed to Venu, but not really, that it is very likely that they will have a recall once they time travel. Is that really true?
Yes. Now, that is different. The individual is not reconfiguring their molecular structure. What they are doing is not reconfiguring their body. They are not teleporting. They are altering time. That is a very different action.
Okay, yes, I understand. Because when I time travel, I also teleport because I move to a different location. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So
and
if
time travel is very different in and of itself. By itself, the individual is not actually transporting themselves. They are not moving necessarily from one location to another. They are altering time.
Okay, I got that. Okay, I think we are 30 minutes. So just give me a minute and I will prepare the teleportation and then we will together commence this trip.
Very well.
Okay, one moment. And three, 2, 1, jump. This is a new location. What I perceive is that we are standing at the foot of a kind of cliff. There are caverns in the cliff. Tomkin is there, Alexei is there, and Elias is there. Would you agree, Elias?
Yes. Now, what do you see in the cavern?
It is hard for me to see. There is... They have huge opening. It is like huge windows in the rocks. It is very hard for me to translate it. Can you help me a bit?
Move downward and somewhat sideways. You will not slip. You can move slowly, and you can move yourself into a position in which you can see. You can even move into one of the caverns if you are so choosing. Shall we attempt that?
Yes, we shall attempt that. There's a kind of a rock stairway that is natural. It is not man-made.
Correct.
So we are entering the cavern. And
what I would express to you is notice the colors.
Ah. What I felt was it was the coolness, there's a freshness in the cavern.
Yes.
But I didn't pay attention to the color, so let's see the color. Maybe the participants also pay attention to the colors. I have problems to identify colors because somehow I translated it as it is kind of dark, but I have the feeling it is not dark, so I have no idea why I think I cannot translate or see the colors. It seems that the colors are different. Is that the point, Elias?
Yes, that is the point. Now, let me express to you. When you are noticing the colors, rather than attempting to see them in the same manner that you do in your world, feel them. Each color has a brilliance to it that you can feel.
Yes, when I do that...
You express that noticing of the freshness and the temperature in the cavern, that is correct. Now, translate that in relation to the colors.
There's a bright greenish shimmer.
Excellent.
But it is very hard to translate, Elias.
Perhaps we shall move into a different cavern.
Yes, let's move to a different cavern. This is even bigger. It's a much bigger cavern. And what I feel is there's a kind of tone present, a very deep tone. I cannot translate that.
It does not translate into a sound.
No, but...
It's more of vibration.
Yes, but it is very recognizable. And I feel quite, I feel energetic. So somehow this is, it's a very beneficial energy in this cavern.
Great. Now, what may be beneficial to all of you in this experiment is to attempt to identify something similar in your world that may aid you in your recall. What I would express to you in relation to this vibrational quality that you are experiencing that is quite energizing, this is a very similar vibrational quality to that which in your world elephants express, which you cannot hear.
No. That's why I have problems to translate it into something that I can remember. You are doing something now, Elias. I have also problems to identify, but you are doing something. My picture is you are using your hands, and it is like you open your palms and you put it upside down, and you are emitting a kind of energy into it, also very subtle, but also very tangible. Is that correct?
Are correct. Now, each of you, touch the walls.
Okay.
What do you feel?
I feel a tickling sensation that is running through my fingers into my arms.
Excellent.
But what is it?
Now, watch me as I now project this vibration through my hands into the floor of the cavern. Hold your hands on the walls. Can you feel it moving toward you?
Yes. And I even see it is like a bright color. I can see a color. It is, it's a very bright bluish shimmer, I would say.
Are correct, but it changes.
Yes.
In this, once again, I shall push another pulse as it moves from the floor around up the walls. Now this is different. In that, what do you feel? Can you feel the tone?
No, I cannot feel, but I see that when you do that, I see there's some energy wave running from you on the floor, up the walls, and it is more visual than I can sense it. I have difficulty to translate it. Maybe the others are more successful.
Perhaps in this, what I would express is relax into it. that is very similar to tones with the organ.
Yeah. And now it is coming from the floor into my legs. I can feel it. And it is affecting the chakras.
Yes.
And some feel the sexual energy arising.
It can.
Shall we teleport to your mountain organ and you express a little play there with us?
If you are so choosing.
I think all people are agreeing. Okay. 3, 2, 1, jump. We are standing in the middle control panel. There is one to the right and one to the left. We are all standing there and...
I shall begin.
Yes.
And all of you can join, if you are so choosing, in participating, playing the instrument.
Wow. I can feel it in my feet for the first time. It is coming from the rocks.
Now see how you can play and create waves of energy in the air.
Yes, I can see it clearly. You are building some structures over the main wind channel, the Great Canyon.
It is easy.
And it is powerful. Where is all this energy coming from, Elias, when you start to play? And is it we, or is it the instrument? Where is it coming from?
All of it.
All of it.
All of you and the instrument and myself all together. All of the energies combined and mingling and swirling and in that generating waves of energies that can be moved in any direction, in any configuration, and see how it forms.
You are forming a huge dragon. Is that correct?
Excellent.
And it's a funny expression you are. Oh my God, Elias, this is so much fun.
And in that, you can create your own and fly.
Well, we are trying, but we are not as successful as you, I would say. But I see that your energy is helping us to get familiar with this instrument. You are... Again, mingle your energy with us. Is that correct, Elias?
And that cooperation is excellent. together, tremendous.
Wow. And it is
now,
so...
fit together and create a surge of energy, and in that, allow it to take form into a collective dragon.
Okay. I see energy is moving and mingling, and I see different energy qualities, tones, colors. I can't really express it. And they try to take form.
Continue to swirl.
Yes, it is not so easy. It's like they... shortly they get a form and then they move on.
Very well. I shall aid you. All of you project the energy, I shall form it into a dragon.
Thank you. Wow, this is much easier. But this is excellent practice in manipulating energy, isn't it, Elias?
Yes.
And very unfamiliar to most people here.
Yes, I would agree with that also.
So, we have a huge dragon. Wow. And he is stretching over the canyon.
Rather lazy.
Yeah. Would you express that this is actually solid enough to write on that manifestation, Elias?
Yes, if you are so choosing.
Yes, I think we all are interested in. So we all will move to the back of this huge dragon. 3, 2, 1, jump. It is quite shaky.
You will not fall.
Yeah, some are scary a little bit, so we have to wait until they relax more. Okay.
And now fly.
Yes. I'm afraid, how far can we go with this manifestation?
However far you choose.
Okay, we take off. And you join, I see. This is fun. This is a tremendous huge dragon, much greater than our small dragon that we are used to fly on Geowa. How big is it, Elias, in meter?
It would express this manifestation approximately 60 meters.
Wow.
Now watch me, and I shall walk to its head, and in that you can observe that it is safe, and you will not fall. I can stand on its head.
I like that. But I guess you are almost the only one that will do that. I can sense that this dragon on the outer border or the outer rim of this manifestation, is it fluctuating and is creating kind of little sparkles? Is that correct, Elias?
Yes, you are correct.
That looks fascinating. It's like fantasy. I mean, it's unbelievable.
This is allowing you to see the flow of energy as we move.
This is also very unfamiliar, that you have a solid object and at the outer rim, so to speak, it is beginning to dissolve, so to speak, into sparks.
That is the movement. All that appears to be solid is not actually.
But the automatic fear is that the dragon will dissolve as well, so... No, it is solid. I can feel it. And we are quite high now.
All right. I would suggest that we land and return.
Yes.
But I am aware that Michael is becoming somewhat shaky in this.
Okay. We will go down. How is she, how is Michael get affected by that? Is it a different configuration?
Michael is experiencing the energy, not the teleportation, but there is a tremendous surge of the energy that moves in conjunction with this participation and these other individuals. It is much more energy in combination than merely what was anticipated in incorporating an individual interaction with you.
Okay, we are back on the control panel and the dragon is slowly dissolving. Is Michael getting more comfortable now, Elias?
Not yet.
Shall we stop this experiment?
I would suggest that we return you all.
Okay. Okay, we will return 3, 2, 1, and jump. Oh, thank you very much, Elias. That was very helpful for me. See, the point is no one else can give me feedback on what I see because so far I'm the only one that sees these things, you know?
I would express that this has been great fun.
Definitely, and all peoples have enjoyed this trip tremendously. They trust you, and they trust you even more than me. So it is actually a tremendous benefit when you are participating and when you are adding your comments. This is actually quite helpful. I could see it in energy. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Wow. And also, Rodney was quite able to accomplish. I mean, Tompkin told me that he is very focused in this planet, and it's a real big problem for him to move to other areas. Would you agree with that as well?
At times.
But this time, I did not perceive him as having problems.
I would agree.
Cool. That is so interesting. Wow. I really love these teleportation. and I'm looking forward to have another experiment with you.
I would express congratulations to all of you.
Yes, that was an accomplishment. I mean, it was so hard to create these dragons. It was like there was shortly a form and then these... So what was actually missing? What was the part that we didn't quite manage to create these manifestation, Elias? Can you give us some hint?
Yes, you are trying too hard.
Ah, interesting.
It is merely a matter of allowing yourself to flow and not to be trying so hard, not to be expressing that tremendous concentration. It is merely a projection of energy, and that is easy.
But we are not used to this allowance and easiness and flow, isn't it?
I would agree. What I would express to you is if you must be concentrating, then concentrate on the music and allow the music to create the form.
Ah.
That may be easier.
Wow. This music is also very difficult to translate for me, Elias.
It is different. But remember, it is a matter of connecting with something that you can translate into your reality. The music does not translate precisely as music, but it does translate as vibrational tones. Just as in the cave, you may not have experienced or translated to yourself what you were experiencing, but I can express to you that now you know what that vibration experience is that elephants generate that you cannot hear.
Yes.
You felt it.
Yes, I felt it. And in the beginning of these trips, I was discounting myself because I was not able to accurately translate it into something. But now I'm more relaxed and I simply say, I can't translate it.
Precisely, yes.
Wow. So, would you agree that I make great improvements in my body consciousness to actually allow this recall?
Yes.
And I'm not creating any harm to my body consciousness so far?
No.
Wow. And
neither are any of your participants.
Excellent, Elias. I think we are almost done. Is Michael feeling better now?
Yes.
Okay. That was not my intent to create discomfort.
I am aware. I am definitely aware, and I acknowledge that. And in that, it is acceptable. And that is the reason that I suggested the return.
Thank you very much, Elias.
You are very welcome. And I am tremendously encouraging of you and all of you. And I am very encouraging of your partner in her new endeavor in relation to the dream imagery.
That was a very important suggestion that you made to Inge to engage dreams to facilitate her recall. So,
another and do the same.
Yes. Well, thank you, Elias, and au revoir.
You are very welcome, my dear friend. I shall be anticipating our next meeting in wondrous lovingness to you, as always, and great encouragement. Au revoir.
Au revoir.